I was really sort of hoping that the tech inside Alarma would be somehow used in Joy-Cons, so that subtle waving movements could be picked up through the ether, which would help to add precision to the Joy-Con as it's moving. But no, they went with a mouse. No, no, it's just a mouse. Not so bad, I guess, but I'm already seeing games that really shouldn't use a mouse, but that are shoehorning the mouse controls to claim that they are special versions for the new machine, when really honestly, the game would work as well without the mouse controls, and yet they'll add them in because it's fancy, new and modern. But no, it's just a mouse. No, no, it's just a mouse. We've had mouses since the early days, and everybody's learned that certain games don't need to use a mouse. And yet, for reasons I don't get, we're gonna have a version of Tetris that uses a mouse when it doesn't need a mouse. And that leaves me worried for what's coming in the future, because they went with a mouse. It's just a mouse.
They went with a mouse.
I wonder if there'll ever be a day when we can play a modern version of Lemmings with two Joy-Cons as mouses, so that we can once again play multiplayer Lemmings like back on the Amiga, when you had to hook two mouses up to play. But it was awesome, 'cause you battled all your Lemmings trying to one-up the other player. That was kinda awesome, and I hope they bring it back. But no, Sony's IP now. Bugger.